This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had a good feeling and a good relationship, and he hoped to meet Kim at the demilitarized zone border dividing the two Koreas later on Sunday. Trump told a group of South Korean business leaders, including the heads of Samsung, Hyundai, and SK groups on Sunday, "I'm going to the DMZ, and I understand that they want to meet, and I'd love to say hello. It's going to be very short." Earlier, the North official KCNA news agency quoted Vice Foreign Minister Choi Son-hui as saying that Trump's offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official request had been received. Trump and Kim's first meeting in Singapore last year took place in a blaze of publicity and produced a vaguely worded pledge about denuclearization. Their second meeting in Hanoi in February broke up without an agreement. Earlier, at the G20 summit in Osaka, Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to restart stalled trade talks. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is VOA News. President Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling that blocks his